when I returned and asked Srila Gurudev, what should my seva be? Because I've known making books. I said, should I make more books? He said, no. As Sripad Ashramar said, I have so many thousands of disciples now all over the world and 270 publications. He said, but if you can assist Sripad, at the time, Jagannath Ballabha Prabhu, later became Sripad Bhakti Bimal Avadhut Maharaj. He said, that'll make me happy. So it's my good fortune to assist Sripad Bhakti Bimal Avadhut Maharaj and all the servitors there. And we just asked that he can say a few words now. And really, as Ashram Maharaj alluded, we want to hear everyone to express something, but we have a certain amount of time now. We were saying earlier we would meet again in the evening and continue. So I'd like to give this to Avadhut Maharaj now to say something back to Sripad Acharya Maharaj and conclude this particular meeting, but to meet again. And Sripad Avadhut Maharaj and others will arrange that, where we will meet and continue, because many things are to be said and expressed by many servitors. As Sripad Ashram Maharaj said, at these times it's hard to remember everyone and express our appreciation for them, and we don't want to neglect one person, because as he said, Gurudev never did that. He always had time for every servitor. So Sripad Avadhut Maharaj, if you can speak something now and give the mic to Acharya Maharaj.
Dandavats. I'm very honored to speak in this great Vaishnava assembly. And there are so many superior devotees, sannyasis, and great servitors here. But they're witnessing. This is very important. And everything we're doing, there's some divine backing. So going back to Gauri Lila, Mahaprabhu pastimes, we can extract few things. Because everything we know about Krishna consciousness is by Mahaprabhu grace, and even the Bhagavad Puranas and other great Puranas are not as revealed as Mahaprabhu pastimes. They're just giving us some reference. So at Mahaprabhu pastimes, we'll find few very special moments which will give us great impact. Just like yesterday, all of us went through amazing experience, and that experience was divine. Everything yesterday that happens, starting from Guru Maharaj's departure and up to final his samadhi preparation and final ceremony, was completely divine. And you see, this season, no rain, but the rain will shower as the devatas and the great inhabitants of Navadvipa grace all this ceremony with their own special mercy. So Gurudev lived his life according to Rupa Nuga standard, live his life and left his life as Rupa Nuga from the beginning to the end. And you know, some Christian people say, we know how you live because you can impersonate you as a saint, but we would like to see how you will live your body, because that final example is the conclusion. So it's going back to Mahaprabhu Lila. We know that it is one departure clearly mentioned as departure of Haridas Thakur. As so many great devotees disappeared, that Haridas' departure is clearly mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and why it is. It gives us some important position to be present at Vaishnava departure. We are most fortunate, actually, because it is says in Gauri Lila, anybody will hear about Haridas Thakur's departure, he will be clearly purified by that. And I think that deep, what I've seen yesterday with my own eyes, giving me a little glimpse to Gauri Lila, because I heard in Chaitanya Bhagavad that people were collecting soil and digging with their own hands when Mahaprabhu would come. And, you know, I could not imagine that this is possible. And it says that the great movement of people went through Ganga without, you know, drowning. And I think, how it is possible? Maybe this is exaggeration, but when I see how much, especially the Bengali people, were anxious to participate in this. This gives me some unique position of what is the devotion in this land. It says in one of the songs, this land is land of Chintamani. So Gurudev is not burying in like some mundane soil. He's burying soil of Chintamani, and every particle of dust here is a guru. So you can imagine where we are at. We're at this very, very special place and with very, very special occasion. But I just want to be very sure to mention an important second part of Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Mahaprabhu was searching for his successor, there were so many great devotees there, so qualified. And Ramananda Rai, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, and so many great Vaishnavas there. And of course, Mahaprabhu is searching very carefully because Rupa Goswami, he was the young, he was a beautiful person, but maybe too young for the general group of Vaishnavas. But Mahaprabhu is selecting him, not only selecting him, he wants the other devotees to give his grace, and he tests him, his service in front of other devotees, and he is asking the devotees to give the blessings. And devotees are happily giving the blessings. And we know Gurudev's desire, his desire of Sri Padacharya Maharaj to be the servitor of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. And we know that the service is so complicated. We just know an external part, the kirtan, prasadam, but there's so much internal part to manage the people, to manage the funds, to manage everything. So it is very, very important. If not only we all giving the blessing, it is now clearly that all Western section and all Bengali devotee section supporting Acharya Maharaj, but I think even the resistance group have to give him blessing. There are some resistance to Shripad Acharya Maharaj, and this is natural, thesis, antithesis. You know, there's some resistance to me, there's some resistance to everyone of here. Everybody's in charge to do any work, you'll get some resistance. This is the plane of material world. You know, action, reaction. It's the world of karma. We're living in a plane of exploitation. But Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Guru Maharaj say, what is the harmonia? It's a musical term. When the orchestra playing, everybody has little parts. Sometimes in big orchestra, playing for 2 hours, but in the end, some guy coming with bell. Ding. One sound. But that is the part of the orchestra. So however big service or small service, everybody in our mission have that special service, even the resistance. There is no truth without opposition. There is no reality without shadow. So resistance is good, but proper resistance, not ugly resistance. What we faced yesterday was very ugly because at the same time, we're divine plane, where we have divine funeral of the Guru, they have divine ceremony, it's very something almost spoiled, not spoiled, almost. So I think we don't want to talk about this negative parts this day, but we also should not be neglecting the fact that Sripad Acharya Maharaj require our help, support, and our opposition party require deep respect and deep depreciation. And that appreciation would be as not we going to inside, as we going outside. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's so many branches and sub-branches, so many God brothers, so many people. There's a whole world of preaching. We should go outside and carry this message, not to try to destroy our mission from inside. So I'm just talking about what, because Gurudev left, and what would he like to see? He would like us to serve together as a group, as it's always been. And Gurudev is very humbly asking some, I remember when he came to Russia, and there was 10,000 people meeting. And maybe some of you were there. And that meeting was stopped by government. And government told us, you have no license for religious or activity, only for cultural activity. If you do religious activity, we'll shut you down. And Paramahamsa Maharaj maybe was there, and maybe of you were there. So Gurudev did know, I mean, I had to go and tell Gurudev what he's supposed to say. I said, Gurudev, tell them you're guru from India, you come to bless everybody. It was like so funny for me to give Gurudev instructions. But you know what? He took full-heartedly. He said, exactly. And even more beautiful, he said, it is festival of Indian culture, but how you can imagine Indian culture without Krishna? Do you think anything in Indian culture is possible? If you take out Krishna, what will remain from Indian culture? Rikshawala, bindi cigarettes, pan. Even pan is part of Krishna's culture. So this land, this whole, the dress, the dance, the speech, the movement, the food, you know, it's all reflection of spiritual world. What is prasadam we take in? What is the dress wearing in India? What is the behavior? Everything connects here with scriptures. So we are very much deeply impressed by that service that is given by Indian devotees, from very simple village people up to people who came to participate, dig the samadhi mandir, arrange the ceremony. So it is now time for us to remember about these things, because the fire of separation, that's what will purify us. We had this great moments. Everybody had these great moments. But now we're going to fire of separation. We're serving Gurudev out of separation. We've been serving him out of personal necessity. But now the mood is changed, and that change is very divine. And that can purify us. So my all sincere prayers to you all. And I feel there's so many qualified people like Tirtha Maharaj and other sannyasis.
Hari Bol, Jai. Sibad Bhaktimala Vadud Maharaj ki jai. Alda Sannyasi Brindu ki jai. We will meet again after Aruti. We'll meet again in Nat Mandir. After evening Aruti, Amrabar Bikalwala Aruti, Sibad Mahananda Prabhu, Bhaktimala Tirtha Maharaj, Bhaktimala Parvat Maharaj, Bhaktimala Narayan Maharaj, Asabai Bolben Aneki, Ebong, Zara Seva Kore Sintarakich feelings. Madhavad Munehoi. I'm thinking when Gurudev is something passing his tools, the one immediately writing. I think now what he will write. Gurudev, now she is writing, I'm thinking. Gurudev, I'm thinking. Dhamuni, and that's Prabhu. Is that day before yesterday writing. And Dhamuni, and Lalita Devi ask, coming to Gurudev. Gurudev, what is the answer? I'm thinking. And when Mohanda gave yesterday, gave news, I think I will, first I sell up to Kishori, what is the doctor is here? Why do I, and then, doctor, why Gurudev went like this? I mean, so much I'm coming, I cannot talk on light. And then, when I'm coming, and my mood all changes like this. Krishna is like this. They are all serving Ramachandra. Gurudev is telling me, where is Asuma? Ramachandra, not to go there inside. Ramachandra is there, not to go inside like this. I'm thinking, oh, it is for Gurudev. They are chastising me. Yes, Devi Bari says, the one is chastising me. I mean, oh, it is important. Then Gurudev's health is important. I think, what? And yesterday, that's Dibya Shakti went hard, and he is like grabbing me, and I fall down like this. I have no strength, and I fall down, he's grabbing me, like she is like this, and chastising too, and crying so much, shouting. Like this, and I think, what must their feelings like this? I understood that their devotees.
What it means to be present.
Now I am thinking, just what their feelings like this, not pretending, but they are actually their feelings, and so much, I heard so many Singapore devotees came from the far away, immediately they got the, like, Totkal ticket, like this, they are getting from Singapore, all the devotees came, how much their affection, love for Gurudev, that is exceptional of the love and affection for Gurudev, that's, I cannot forget, actually, please forgive my offense, and we will meet an evening time. Somebody wants, yes?
Can you lead us in
Kirtan? Yes, somebody wants to say something in Indian and some here, but then evening time can talk some like.
I'll be there.
Yes. Yes, they want to say something. All devotees get chance to say something about Gurudev. Jamuna can say, Lalita can say. Yes, everybody is recording. Ratan wants to say something like this. Jai Sila Guru Maharaj ki jai. Jaya Guru Devo, Jaya Guru Devo, Guru Devo, Jaya Guru Devo, Jaya Guru Devo, Jaya. Jaya Guru Devo, Jaya Guru Devo, Guru Devo, Jaya Guru Devo, Jaya.